Okay. Erev Tov. I hope you can hear me. I can see some of you. I can see some of your names also, which is terrific. It is, I think, very appropriate that we're getting together to learn on what's Isru Chag, certainly for you. And I think the topic, I think, will serve us all in good stead, Be'ezer Hashem. Okay, so without further ado, let's start. It actually is a very long topic. I'll try not to bore you out of your gazoo, but it is a long topic, and the truth is, the very end of this year, I think we're not going to do, and that'll be referred to as extra credit. I hope you can see the share on the screen, so we'll be able to look them arm and comas together. if it has appeal to you, then we'll see. At the very end of this year, there's an entirely different topic that is related, deeply related to what we're going to discuss, but I don't think it's within the scope of what we'll do together. So let's start without further ado. The title is In Corona, Been to Sinai. Now, my parsha to Shavua this coming week is going to be Baal Oscha. I understand that there's 2 days of Shavuos in Chutz La'aretz, but the issue that we're going to discuss here really transcends what the parsha to Shavua happens to be, because it is dealing with leaving Sinai, and we're going to examine it now. First subtopic, as you see over here on our source sheet, are the three calamities. We're familiar with this, but let's rehash what we already know so that it's clear in our minds. In Parshas Baal Oscha, we have Vayisu Mehar Hashem, Derech Shloshes Yomim, Varon Bris Hashem Nosei Lefneim, Derech Shloshes Yomim, Lasur Lehem Menucha. They left the Har of Hashem, i.e. Sinai, in a path of 3 days, and the Aron Bris Hashem, Rashi says it's referring not to the Aron that was ordinarily in the Mishkan, but rather the Aron that Moshe built and now is used to hold the Shivrei HaLuchos, the broken Luchos, those from the first revelation, the first set of Luchos. Varon Bris Hashem Nosei Lefneim, it travels before them, Derech Shloshes Yomim, a path of 3 days, Lasur Lehem Menucha, to search out for them a resting place. Va'anan aleihem yomam b'nasam min ha'machaneh. And the clouds escorted them as they traveled from their initial encampment. Va'hi bin so aron, notice the reverse brackets there. Va'hi bin so aron, v'yom Moshe, kum Hashem v'yafutzo evecha, v'yanusu misanecha miponecha. Uvenucho yomar, shuva Hashem ribavos alfa Yisrael. So those two psukim that we say, right? Pasuk, the first pasuk, which is when we open up the Aron HaKodesh, when we're in the Beis HaKnesses, and the second one is the pasuk that we say when we return the Torah to the Aron HaKodesh and close it, Uvenucha Yom HaShuva Hashem Revos Alfei Yisrael. Those two psukim. So let's look for a second. The reverse brackets that I have around them are my attempt to simulate the reversed nunim. In other words, if you were looking to Sefer Torah, or for that matter, if you looked in a Koren Tanakh, you would see that these two psukim are bounded on either side by reversed nunim. The os nun, reversed, on either side of these two psukim. Says Rashi, by Heben So'aron, asalos simanios. The Torah, right? Again, this is not just something that's the Kabbalah and not written inside. It actually is in the Sefer Torah. How these backwards, upside-down nunim are actually written is actually a discussion amongst the Bali Masorah. But let's, for our purposes over here, let's just call them the reverse nunim. It says Rashi, Vahi ben So'aron, asalo simanios milafonov mula'achrov. Before Vahi ben So'aron, and after Uvenucha Yomar, we have the reverse nunim. Lomar, to teach us, she'ein ze mekomo. This is not the appropriate place for these two psukim. Really, it should have been written in Parshas Bamidbar. When we're talking about the Degolim, the formation of the encampment of the Jewish people, describing how they moved, how the entire encampment moved, that is the natural place of these two psukim. Ha'ibin Sol Aron, Uvnuchi Omar. How we traveled, how we encamped. Why are they here? Says Rashi, She'ein zimakomu v'lama nichtav kan. Why were they written here in Parshas Bahalosva? Kedil hafsik ben puronius le puronius. To separate between calamities. Rashi doesn't elaborate over here and tells what the calamities are. In the Gemara that he quotes, he says the source of this is in the Gemara in Shabbos. There, the Rishonim discuss exactly what the calamity is. We're going to go with the Perush of Tosis, there in the Gemara, and I think it's the one that we're most familiar with, and it describes as follows. The Ri, one of the Bali Tosis says, the Ein Nirlo, another is the previous Perush that was brought, Ela Puranus Rishona, what are these calamities that are being referred to, that are being split up by these two sets of Sukkim, by Ibn Soa and Uvnuchi Omar? Ela Puranius Rishona Kidamar Bemedrish Vayisu Shenasu Mehar Sinai Derech Shloshes Yomim Kitinok Hayotse Mibes HaSefer. The first calamity that the Torah is describing is hidden. We don't really see what the calamity is. All tells us Vayisu Mehar Hashem, they left Har Hashem. Says the Medrash, and again, how the Medrash is medayka from the Pesukim is also a discussion, but it's not our point at the moment. The Medrash extrapolates from the Pasuk and tells us that this is the first calamity. They left Har Sinai like a tinok, like a child, a yotze mibeis ha-sefer, like a child who left school, who's leaving school. Now, we're all familiar with that. Perhaps you're all very studious, right, etc., in many different ways. But I remember when the bell rang at recess, I was out of there like a bat out of purgatory. Vroom! Whoa, it's over! Yes! I'm free! Free at last. It was me and the lions on the African savannah. Born free. I'm out of there. Now, let's just think for a moment. We are talking about the Dor Deah. We're talking about here a generation that are considered the generation and all the generations of the Jewish people, a Dor Deah, a generation that is their worldview is deeply entrenched inside their guts, right? They know it deeply, deeply. They experience it deeply, deeply. So the idea of a small child hearing the recess bell and say, okay, I'm out of here, bye-bye, right? See you next week. It's a little hard to swallow. But nonetheless, that's what the Medrash says. They're like a tinok hayotze mibeis ha-sefer. That's the first calamity. Now let's continue on with the psukim. That was at the end of Perek Yud. Immediately afterwards begins Perek Yud Aleph. Vahia am ki misonanim. And the people were complaining. Misonim ra, ba'ozne Hashem. Vayishma Hashem vayichar apo, vativ arbam eish Hashem vatochal b'kzea machaneh. The people were misonanim, as Rashi says. What was the misonanim? Says Rashi, they were saying, oy lanu, kama labatznu baderech hazeh, how we've been buffeted about on this path. The pace is blistering. This is ridiculous. Right? Shloshi yomim. We rode no rest. We traveled in one day, 3 days worth. No rest. What a brutal pace. That was a misonim. And of course, there was an immediate response. Vayichar apo, vativar bam eish Hashem. The fire came, as it were, immediately upon them. A heavenly fire. Vatochol b'kzea machaneh. And it consumed the kzea machaneh. Are those the lower echelons of the Jewish people, the higher echelons of the Jewish people? Rashi discusses that, but once again, it's not our point at the moment. It's not our point of discussion. So, the first calamity, right? The first calamity was what? They left Har Sinai like a tinok yotze mibeis ha-sefer. Like he was fleeing the school. Enough. They didn't want to hear anymore. We had enough. The second calamity, if we continue on in the Pesukim. Vayitzak ha'am Moshe, v'yispal Moshe l'Hashem v'tishka ha'esh. They asked Moshe to pray. He davened on their behalf. The fire that consumed one portion of the Am or another subsided. They referred to the place as Taver because that was where the fire burned. Immediately afterwards, the Asaf Suf, this we know is always referring to the lower echelons, albeit in the Medrash it actually says it's referring to higher echelons once again, but let's not get lost in the roundabouts. Vasasuf Hashibikibo, his avu ta'avo. They desired a desire, or they desired to have the ability to desire. Vayashuvu, vayivku, gam b'nei Yisrael, vayomru miyach ilenu basar. And this, even though it was one segment, the Asaf Suf started the crying over here, we don't have the ability to be mas'av and a taiva, we don't have the ability to have what we really want. Subsequently, vayivku gam b'nei Yisrael, the Jewish people as a whole began to cry. And they said, Miyach Elenu Basar. Zacharnu, and this is our last pasuk over here, Zacharnu as Hadago, remember the fish, Asher Nochal b'Mitzrayim, Chinam, that we ate in Mitzrayim, Chinam, for free, as HaKishuim, as HaVatichim, as HaChatzir, as HaBetzalim, as HaShumim. Alright, the whole repast, the whole smorgasbord, we got it for free. Says Rashi, what does it mean it was for free? Tomash in Mitzrayim, would you actually say, they gave him the fish for free. Even the straw to make the bricks, they didn't give them for free. Better than giving fish, fillet of sole, right? Salmon, not even Nile perch, forgive me. Yeah? They didn't give them anything for free. So what does it mean? Whether we ate chinam. Says Rashi, Mahu Omer Chinam, Chinam Min HaMitzvos. Chinam Min HaMitzvos. They were free, we didn't have mitzvos. Now let's think for a second. This is really mind-boggling. This is the Dor Dea. This is right after leaving Har Sinai. They've been learning Torah for an entire year at Sinai. They built a Mishkan. This is the most spectacular generation in Jewish history. And this is what they're thinking about? First of all, the idea of their leaving Har Sinai like a child who runs away from school? That's this generation? And now, to add insult to injury, we're talking about here, what was their complaint? Remember the fish that we ate, chinam? Says Rashi, chinam min ha-mitzvos. They didn't want mitzvos. These are the people of Nasa v'Nishma. These are people of Nasa. These are people who did tshuva after the Chet Ha'Egel. These are people who built the Mishkan. They're just leaving Sinai. They're on their way to Eretz Yisrael. The spectacular generation. And they're leaving like a child runs away from school. And they're saying, we want our food without mitzvos? That's deep space. That doesn't make any sense at all. So let's look at things a little bit more deeply. We're not going to change the pshat, but we have to understand that the first reading is clearly superficial. It flies in the face of all reason. This is what they're guilty of? No, don't want to hear anymore. And that, not only that, but who needs to admit this altogether? God forbid. How can it be? So let's keep on going. We'll see. How is this situation saved? So Rashi told us, and it was based upon the Talmud in Shabbos, is that the way the situation is saved is by placing the two psukim, by He ben So Aaron and Uvnucho Yomar, in between this three-ply set of Averos. In other words, Vayisi Mehar Hashem Derech Shlosh Yisomim, that we said is the first calamity, like a child leaving school. Then we break it up, and we have Vayi Ben So Aaron, Uvnucho Yomar, with our reversed Nunim surrounding them. And then we come to the story of the Misonanim. We were traveling too hard, it's too much of a blistering pace, we can't take this, this doesn't work for us. And then finally, we remember the fish that we ate Bechinam, the Asaf Suf and Kivros HaTahava. I ask you something. If we put two psukim in the middle, does that change things? How does that change anything? How does it change anything at all? The events are the events. The history is the history. What does it help to put these two psukim in the middle? What does it help? I understand, you could say, alumnus, we're trying to prevent a chazaka here, three events that appear to be similar in their pattern, that creates, as it were, a standard. This is who they're like. But that's what happened. Does it help to take two psukim that belong someplace else, in Parshas Bamidbar, and put them over here in Parshas Balosa, and all of a sudden that solves the issue? It flies in the face of reason. So let's keep on going. Just have to hold tight, hold on to the string as we travel. What does Vayi Ben So Aaron tell us? What does Uvnucho Yomar tell us? Right? Vayi Ben So Aaron, so Rashi told us that it means that as they traveled, Vayi Ben So Aaron, it means that as the Aaron travels before them, Kuma Hashem v'yafutzu evecha, rise up Hashem and scatter our enemies. V'yanusu misanecha mipanecha, scatter, vanquish our enemies. Vanquish our enemies. And the second pasuk, Uvnucho Yomar. What does that tell us? So let's examine it. Vayi Ben So Aaron speaks to Hashem vanquishing our enemies before us. Why should He do this for us? Why should, in fact, Hashem vanquish our enemies? Uvnucho Yomar answers the question. Shuva Hashem Ruvos Alfei Yisrael. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Shuva is Loshon Margoa. Rest upon the combined Ruvos, 2 10,000s, Alfei, 2,000s, 22,000. Rest upon the 22,000 Jewish souls. Rest, rest. You should find a resting place. What does that mean? Says the Gur Aryeh and Rashi, the Maral. He says, She'ein Shechina Shora. The Shechina does not rest on less than 22,000. Why? Says the Gur Aryeh, Shechina Shora b'chof beis Aleph Machanos Malachim. Shneemar, as it says in Tehillim, Ruechev Ribosayim Alfi Shonon. In the heavens, the throne of glory is surrounded, as the Pasuk in Tehillim teaches us, by 22,000 malachim, divided up into encampments, four encampments. And the Jewish people, so too, the Machana Leviah, were 22,000 surrounding immediately the Aron HaKodesh. And the symbolism is, and it's not just the symbolism, it is the job description that we wanted. We are meant to be a vehicle for Hashem's Shechini in this world. Just as the Malachim are the emissaries of Hashem's will from the world of light, so too we are meant to be Hashem's emissaries in this world to reveal the truth in a world where you don't immediately see the light. This is the job description of the Jewish people. We are meant to be the vehicle that carries the Shekhinah throughout the world. Again, the Malachim are Hashem's emissaries from the world of light to this world of darkness. We are meant to be the emissaries of Hashem in this world of darkness to reveal the light. So now we understand, why should Hashem vanquish our enemies? Because the Jewish people have a job description. Right? We have a job description. We have a job description to reveal Hashem's presence in the world. And that's explained as we say, V'nucho Yomar, when you come to rest, you'll rest upon us. We are the chassis of Hashem's presence. We're the chassis of the Shekhinah in this world. We carry the Shekhinah in the world. That's why we should vanquish our enemies, so we can do our job. But obviously, that's exactly where the glitch was. That is the idea of Ketina Kaboreach Mibes HaSefer, Ketina Chayotze, like a child who leaves school. Now let's perhaps understand the depth of that. We said it's hard to believe that we're talking about. They're saying, that's it. No more. No more Torah. No more mitzvahs. Right? We don't want that anymore. That's not it. That's not it. What was it? So let's examine once again. This is in, right, Parshas Yisro. V'chol ha'am roi mesakolos. You read this on Shavuos. And all the people saw the sounds, the kolos, the slapidim, the flashes of fire, it's called shofar, and the blast of the shofar, it's hara shein, and the mountains smoking, vayara am, vayanu, vayamdu mirachok. And the people saw, and they shook, and they stood at a distance. V'chol ha'am roim es hakolos. How do you see sound? So the Medrash tells us that they saw that which ordinarily they heard, and they heard that which they ordinarily saw. Says Rav Chaim Yevolozhin, this is a watershed, right, explanation. What does that mean? They saw what they ordinarily heard, and they heard what they ordinarily saw. In our world, if we're talking about Olam Hazeh, this world, the world of the here and the now, the world of the physical, we see it. If you tell us a Dvar Torah, we hear it. You show me, right, a cup of, well, I don't know, I can't say froyo, I guess that's not in anymore, I have no idea, right, whatever is in, you see it, yeah, I see it. Can I have a spoon, please, right? If I tell you it's Dvar Torah, yeah, I hear that, I hear it, yeah, that's very important, I really do, I hear that. You don't see it, you hear it. When they were at Sinai, the tables were reversed. When they were at Sinai, what they ordinarily saw, they heard, and what they ordinarily heard, they saw. At Sinai, the world, the spiritual, the world of Ruchnius, was clear to them. That was their worldview. That's what they saw. That's what they saw. And the physical world? Yeah, I could hear that. Yeah, you need that. You need that also. Yeah, I could hear it. I could hear it. But their focus was reversed. My contention is this is how they were fleeing from Sinai. Kitinok hayotzim beis ha-sefer. It's not that they didn't want any more Torah. It's not that they didn't want any more mitzvos. Right? Chas v'chalila. We're talking about the Dor Dea. I can't handle, as it were, the constant struggle of trying to reclaim the experience of Sinai. To see the spiritual world as my truest reality, as my destiny, as that which is going to accompany me through my life, and the physical world as in an important necessity, but clearly ancillary, secondary to my spiritual world. They couldn't handle more of that. We can't take more of that. They were ketino kayotzi beis ha-sefer. They wanted Torah. They wanted mitzvos. But this reversal of priorities, we're finished now? We can go? Okay. I'm tired of trying to screw my brain on tighter and tighter and tighter. I can't anymore. Getino koborech mibeis ha-sefer. Just to prove the point, right? The Medrash says, right? We said before, remember, on the pasuk of Venucha Yoma, Shuv Hashem Rivavos Alfi Yisrael. He said the Jewish people were meant to be, right? Rest in our presence, Hashem. And the Gurari explained Rashi over there, why? Because just like there are 22,000 and split up into four encampments surrounding the Kisak Kovar and Shemayim. So too we're meant to be, right? We're meant to be your emissaries on earth. We're going to have four degolim. Degel machne Yehuda, degel machne Reuven, degel machne Ephraim, degel machne Dan, surrounding the Mishkan, surrounding the Aron HaKodesh. We are going to be the chattis that are going to carry the Shekhinah. Not the malachim who are, as it were, carrying your word for the world of light into the world of darkness. We are the ones who are meant to reveal the world of light from within a world of darkness. We wanted that, says the Medrash. It wasn't like some foisted upon us. We wanted to be that. Says the Medrash, B'shash and Nigla Kodesh Baruch Hu al Har Sinai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to the Jewish people at Sinai, Yardu imo chaf beiz revavo shel malachim. The 22,000, yeah, malachim surrounding the Kisei Kovot came with him. Shnema rechev elokim ribosayim alfi shonon. Vahayu kulam asuyim degolim degolim. And they were in encampments. Again, the idea of the encampments is each a unique koach. Each unique koach, both to the east, to the west, to the, what do you call, to the south, to the north. A unique koach. Said the Jewish people, Kaven Sharo, Osan Yisrael, Shem Asuyim, Degolim, Degolim, Hischil Misavim, the Degolim. They said, we want to be encamped the same way. Why? Because that'll be a constant reminder to us as we travel through the desert, that we are Hashem's entourage in this world, just as the Malachim are His entourage from the upper worlds. Alavai kach anu nasim degolim kemosim. Halavai, we should be like that. We'd have a constant reminder that this is our job description. But it was hard for them. So let's go back and investigate now the three calamities. Now that we've seen what that really means, that they were like a tinok hayotzi mibeis ha-sefer, it's not like, hey, I'm out of here, no more of this Torah mitzvah stuff. They didn't want to maintain that degree of worldview where we're constantly struggling to see what the rest of the world hears and to hear what the rest of the world sees. It's hard for us to be that different. The result was, that was the first calamity. The second calamity was anger with him for not doing things my way. Why are we traveling so much? This is not comfortable for us. Why 3 days difference in one day? What's the matter? You turn your eyes heavenward, right? And we can relate to that. Turn our eyes heavenward and say, hey, what's the story? Didn't you take driver's ed? What's the business? Why are you making it so difficult for us? What Hashem want to do? He wants to bring him to Eretz Yisrael sooner. But if I don't understand immediately what he wants, I'm bent out of shape. Anger. Misonim ra. Kam labatnu baderach. This is the way you do things, Hashem? This is the way you do things? Why do you make it so tough? Why do you make it so difficult? And really what he's trying to do is, au contraire, he's trying to bring us to Eretz Yisrael sooner. But we saw the half-empty cup. We didn't see the half-full cup. Anger. And then, what came after that? Hisavu tava. Rashi explained to us. What did it mean, hisavu tava? Chinam mina mitzvos. We say, oh, goodness gracious. Right? Zachonim sadaga shenochu mitzrayim chinam. Remember the fish we had in Mitzrayim, chinam. Rashi says, chinam mina mitzvos. They didn't want to keep mitzvos anymore. God forbid. It's a dordea. The finest of generations. Chinam mina mitzvos means, please, I have my world. I've got my physical world. I have the world of my enjoyments. I want to keep the mitzvos. I don't want the world of mitzvos, though, to encroach upon my other world. Let's live and let live. I'll do the mitzvos. I don't want it to encroach upon, right, my regular common world, the same world that I share along, right, with all of my Gentile neighbors. Those who work with me, perhaps. And we see how the three things follow. When the first is, I can't keep up, you can't give me more, I can't keep on trying constantly to remind myself that I should be seeing what I hear and hearing what I see. I don't want to, it's too much for me. Then once that is no longer fundamental to my worldview, then when he guides me in a way that I don't understand, I get angry. This doesn't fit. This doesn't make sense the way I see things. Again, if we were struggling, not that we're going to be there, but it has to be part of our value system. It's an endless ladder. No one's going to be there, right? Even the Jewish people at Sinai, they only experienced it just for how much time they experienced it. It wasn't even experienced the entire time that way. They couldn't handle it. But to know that's the ladder that I'm trying to climb, to try and see more clearly that which is the world of the Ruchni, that which is the world of the system of Torah and Mitzvos, and to hear, yeah, my physical circumstances, to hear them, not to get abandoned. We're not talking about becoming ascetics. I'm not talking about that. Chatz v'chalila. To hear what I nearly see, or to hear what the world sees, and to see what the world hears. The world doesn't even hear it. Okay. Once that is no longer a primary value for me, then it's just one more step to get angry with him when I don't understand what he's doing. Because after all, I want to see things the way I see things. I want to hear things the way I hear things. When it doesn't fit, that makes me angry. And not only that, but another step is also, don't mess me over. I got a regular life. I got a mitzvah's life. Don't try mixing. Kilayim, shatnez is aser. Don't mix the two things together. Basar v'chalav. Hashem doesn't like things mixed up. That's what we say. Vayhi ben Sol Aron and Avinucho Yomar are coming not to deny the events. The events took place. 1, 2, 3. Placing those two psukim with your reverse nunim, or whatever you would do, in between the first and the second and third calamities, doesn't change, right, the order of events. It doesn't change the chronology. It doesn't change the history. It doesn't change the facts. What it does do is it reminds us of who we are. We mustn't forget who we are. Even as we stumble, we must remember who we are. It's meant to give us the capacity to look at ourselves and to know, right? Maybe I'm not there yet. And who knows if I'll ever be there. But I know this is in my heart of hearts. I'm not chopped liver. I'm not garbage. I'm not a failure. I'm not a mess up. I'm not. This is who Hashem says we are. We are the people of Ayhi ben Soa Aron Vayomer Moshe. We are the people that Hashem will vanquish our enemies. Why? Because Uvenuchu Yomar Shuv Hashem Rivavos Alfi Yisrael, because the Divine Spirit is going to rest in our midst. That's who we are. We need to be reminded of who we are. Let's think about ourselves here for a moment. I sent out a shiur, right, to many of you, maybe received it, didn't receive it, I don't know, about Shavuos. And the introduction to it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, right? My apologies to Charlie, right, to Dickens, right? That's from Tale of Two Cities. It is truly very, very difficult times. To ignore that is to be so incredibly, incredibly, incredibly unfeeling, thick, right? There's been loss of life, loss of health, loss of parnasa. It's tough times. It's tough times. Tough times. But in all of this, there is, right, I don't want to call it a silver lining. There is something positive for us to learn from these events. And that is, Hashem has tapped us on the shoulder. And He said, do you really think there's another option for you, O Jewish people, to live in this world other than dynamically connected to me? We think back at all the vacations planned, all the vacations that we experienced, the purchases that we made, the restaurants we went to, the cafes we relaxed in, etc. And bin rega, in an instant, really, in an instant, it all disappeared. The hotels, the vacations, the cafes, the restaurants, and believe me, I am not a paspa melech tochol, mein bimsura tish teva aretz tishan, right? Chayitzar tichye v'torah, ato amel, right? Ashrecha, right? Etc. I'm not proverbing tzitkis. I'm not pontificating over here. I'm sharing with you, what I feel about myself. It disappeared in an instant. All of a sudden, it was like it wasn't an option. So for the rest of the world, what are they going to do? You tell me what they're going to do. What are they going to do? They don't know what they're going to do. But we have to know what we're going to do. We have to reprioritize our lives. I've heard people talking about, soon things will get back to the way they were. Now, I'm not saying I want things to remain in the disastrous proportions that they are in now. But to want things to return to the way they were, that would be like saying that all of this experience was for naught. There's a cheshbon for everyone's pain over here. And Hashem knows the cheshbon. I certainly don't know it. Like great people, holy people, right? Mothers and fathers of large families were taken from their families. I don't know. I have zero clue. But if all we can come away with is, well, I can't wait for things to go back to the way they were, that's to say that all that pain was their problem. Not mine. It wasn't speaking to me. I'm just waiting for it to get over so I can return to the way things were. Again, I'm not, God forbid, cursing us that we should remain in this maelstrom of existence. I'm not. But if we don't reprioritize, if we don't learn the message, right, of what Vayhi ben Tzor Aron and Uvnuch Umr told us, who we really are. We are Hashem's emissaries, and we want to be Hashem's emissaries. Once again, just as the Malachim were his emissaries from the world of light to this world of darkness, right? We wanted, and we do want, in our heart of hearts, to be his emissaries within this world of darkness to reveal the light that's embedded in everything. And to know not to choose that is to choose to become frustrated with this hashkacha because I don't understand and become angry. Why are you schlepping me around like this? Why are you running at a breakneck speed? And he's saying, my child, don't you understand? I'm escorting you with the Aron. I'm escorting you. I'm not even leaving you as you're talking like this. I'm escorting you. I want to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. I want to bring you, right, to the goal of goals of why you left Egypt, of why I brought you into the world, of why the world was created. But all we're left is with a sour taste in our mouth. Why is he doing this to me? And then the other issue, the Givras Hatava issue. I don't want him to encroach on my regular life. If you remember the lessons of what Vayhi ben Tzor Aron and of Nucha Yomar are testifying to us about us, then we've broken the pattern. And that's what the Torah wanted to do. The Torah wanted, really these psukim belong in the very beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. Talk about setting up the Golem. And the enemies then were the enemies on the outside because we were a perfected people. But we fell. And so now our main enemies, as the Imriyamis says, Zayet Sahara. Kuma Hashem ve'afutzo evech ve'anusim sanech mipanecha is a call not just to erase the enemies of the Jewish people on the outside amongst the nations of the world, but rather it is a call that we say to Hashem, help me throttle, help me control that spirit inside of me, that false voice inside of me that wants me to no longer be, right, your emissary in this world. Those are the enemies we're trying to vanquish. And it is a testimony to who we really are. So in these corona times, we think back to leaving Sinai, and we know what our charge is. We know what we're supposed to do. We want things to get better. We don't want them to return to the mindset, to the attitudes, to the failures, to the flaws, to the superficialities that may have accompanied us before this entire sequence of events began. We don't want to return to that. To health, to normalcy, to panasa without worry, to nechama for all the pain that's been experienced, yes. To return to the world of superficiality, no. No. Okay. So, it was my honor to be able to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time. Baruch Hashem, you should be blessed in all ways. Right? Blessed, best in all ways. All good things.